All right, welcome back here. Welcome back. So I have a treat for this one, the end of part two. I should have told you guys last week, and that's my fault. But coming up on part two here, at the very end of this podcast, I'm going to actually walk you through SquareCoil's headquarters, the finished product, what I'm talking to you about right now. So I know you guys are probably listening to your cars and whatnot. If you can, tune into YouTube, the AC Method, find this podcast, and you need to see a firsthand tour of the new SquareCoil headquarters. So excited about that. Want to show you guys this, the end process. So part one, last week, we talked about finding the building, getting into escrow, having to jump through every single hoop known to man to actually close escrow. So this is where this one's going to pick up on. This one is escrow is now closed. I got the keys. So last week or Halloween 2023, I was given the keys. Got the keys of the building, escrow had closed, funds had been set, and we are now in construction. So the bank has issued the money. They've also issued a construction loan, and they're waiting for the SBA to fund and then give them their money back. So not only did the bank fund all the money to give to the owner, but they're also funding my construction loan in the process. And then when it's all said and done, the SBA will refund the bank. So the bank is carrying three notes, the original note that they promised, the note that the SBA is going to give back, and then the construction loan. So we have three loans now with our bank. Clock is ticking. I'm now paying mortgage on this building, and we need to get our GC in there now. So when we knew escrow was going to close a week ahead of time, the week before I signed my contract with the construction company, and I said, move. And the construction company came back and said, you know what? We got to submit for permits. I'm like, it's interior. Doesn't matter. TI, you're touching water, you're touching electrical. You need to get permits. I'm like, well, how long do permits take? Because I'm paying for this building now, and I don't want to sit idle while we wait for permits. And they said, 2 to 3 months. 2 to 3 months at this dollar volume ended up being around $19,000 a month. So you're telling me that I'm going to spend $60,000 of my own money, and I can't even move. I can't even do anything. My hands are tied. That doesn't sit well with me. So I said, okay, what can we do right now that doesn't need permits? When is your first permit going to need an inspection? They said, well, the first permit is rough electrical. I said, really? So that means I can do full demo, I can do framing, and I can do rough electrical before that's time. They said, well, technically, I said, what are we waiting for? Get them in there now. And they said, well, if we pull all our trades on there, then I have to pull all the way off. That's going to cost you some money. I said, it's going to cost me $60,000 worth of money. And they said, no, probably cost you like 10 grand. I said, then this is a no-brainer situation. Possibly save 60. And spend 10, or just sit on my hands, for sure push out the construction project and spend 60. No brainer, possible 10 grand, let's do it. So in November, we started to align all the troops. We moved forward with all of the construction and the sign-offs and whatnot. People started ordering materials. And I remember this first week of November, the contractor comes to me and he goes, who's doing all your furniture? Excuse me, what? Who's doing all your furniture? I didn't know I needed a furniture vendor. Never even crossed my mind. I'm dead serious. I never thought about desks. I never thought about chairs. Frankly, if you had asked me, I would have said I'm going to Office Depot a week before we open and buying a shitload of stuff. No clue that there was a furniture contractor and had to set that up. So I started going through my Rolodex of friends that buy signs from us. And sure enough, I had a guy who did office interiors for a living, and he said, I can handle you, Aaron. You're a friend. Well, I'm worried. Let's get this done. So I go down to his place of business. I show him the floor plan. He goes, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I really don't know. And he goes, well, you want cubicles? I said, yes. He goes, well, do you want 4 foot, 5 foot, or 6 foot height? Really good question. What's the pluses and minuses? So we start digging through the pluses and minuses of what the cubicle heights will be. He goes, what do you want for a desk? I said, I don't know. Something futuristic. We're a software company. Have to have a good image of the future. He goes, okay, cool. Here's a desk for $15,000. Excuse me? I've been buying $600 sit-down stand-up desks for Costco, and you want me to spend $15,000? It's a flat piece of wood with legs. That's all it is. And I get to write on it. And you want me to spend $15,000 on a desk? I'm sorry, but as for my first billing, spending $2.5 million, $700,000 on a TI, and now you want me to drop 15 grand on a desk? I think I found the wrong vendor. So I tell him, I said, I'm sorry, no champagne budget, ain't happening. We're on a beer budget. In fact, I think we're on a flat water from the tap type budget right now. This has got to change. And he goes, okay, now I understand that. And I said, but you can't sell me junk because I can go buy Office Depot junk right now and it's going to be pennies on the dollar for what you're trying to give me. So he goes, all right, let's think this through. Let's dive through. So he sends me on my merry way. 2 weeks later, he calls him back. He goes, I'm ready to rock. Let's go ahead and show you. So he brings it up. Beautiful presentation, drooling presentation of colors or different signs. He's got little plants in the corners and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, it's beautiful. Well, my office look just like that. Then he gives me a price tag of the furniture of $250,000. I don't know about you, but if you just drop 10% on a building and you know, you're doing all the TA work and trying to figure this out, you usually don't have $250,000 left to spend. So I said, this is ridiculous. We gotta pair this back. And I said, tell me what this chair is. And this guy, bless his heart, he must have 30 chairs in his office. And he goes, all right, here's all 30 chairs. I sent in all of them. I said, those are the two best ones. He goes, that one's $400. That one's $900. So I said, I can't tell the difference, $400 one it is. He goes, cool. And we continue to do that with the desks. Luckily, this guy had a big enough office. He had all the different desks. He'd point out the ins and outs. I will tell you right now, for me, I couldn't tell the difference of anything. I really couldn't. I bought all the most inexpensive stuff. It has all been here. It's gotten here. I've sat in it. I think I've gone and died to heaven. I think I bought the Rolls Royce of all of it. And he's telling me about the cheaper end stuff. Apparently, commercial's on a whole new level than residential or Office Depot. I wasn't aware of this. I didn't understand it. But nonetheless, here we are. And I bought great stuff. I'm super excited. And then the funny thing was the $900 chair and the $400 chair, same warranty, 10 years. Which means that manufacturer both said, in 10 years, nothing will happen in this thing. I'll bless it for 10 years before something really breaks. And then, sorry, it's out of warranty. So same amount of money, same warranty. So food for thought on that one. Doing TIs on a new build. And I call it a new build. It's an old building. A new build is really from the ground up, to be dead honest with you guys. This is a TI. But when you're gutting the entire inside of a building, when only the outside four walls are left and everything inside is brand new, it's a new building. Come on. You know. The only difference is the water, the electrical, and the piping all come to one corner, and that is it. You're still handling everything else. So daily phone calls from the super, daily phone calls from the project manager at the building, from the construction company. Now you have four people you're dealing with. You're dealing with you, probably your significant other and wife, because they all have savings. They think it's their money too. You have you. You have the superintendent who's on site dealing with all the questions. You have the project manager at the construction company talking to you. And there's actually a fifth, the architect, that's dealing with this. Oh, and the sixth, the interior guy that does the furniture. But even though he does the furniture, he has some say in what the colors of the walls look like, so everything goes copacetic. So now you have six new people. Remember how we talked about six from the escrow? Now we got six for building the TIs.
I want to take a moment to talk about true champions that are helping the industry out, and that's Wendy Graves. You guys have all known her for Women in Science. She's been pushing that for quite some time, but she's also made a new alliance to help the industry out, and that's with Make It Happen Signage Academy here. I don't want to get this wrong here, so I'm going to read right from this. www.signage-academy/mih-glance. That's the information. We're going to go ahead and put it at the bottom of the show notes here and on this clip so you guys can click on it. She's going to be working with the Make It Happen Signage Academy for the Illuminated Signage Bootcamp, what's on the front lines, teaching project managers, sales, and everything in between. So definitely sign up for those things. Wendy's been doing some great work, so you definitely want to support her, and you're going to learn a lot.
Do these people all talk together? No. You wish. That would be easier. Hindsight, I should have had a Monday morning meeting with all six people in the same room. It would have made my life a boatload easier. But was I intelligent? No, not the first time around. So I had to fend them. So this phone was ringing 24/7. So as we built, we do the frame, we do the electrical, and then we do the rough plumbing inside of 3 weeks. So fast. The demo is done inside of 1 week. In 4 weeks, this RE place has shape. It has electrical. I'm like, holy crap, they're going to be done within a month. It only happens fast at the beginning. I just want to clarify that. It's not like your GC slows down. It's just how the process works. The demo's 1 week. Framing's up in another week. Electrical's inside of a week. And then after that, it becomes painfully slow. But at the beginning, it's amazing and it's exciting and it's super fun to see all your ideas come to fruition. Really, really cool. Then once the rough electrical's in, then you start to drywall. Then right before drywall hits, I get a question. Hey, when are you going to put in your audio visual? I said, what's audio visual? And they say, well, all your Cat 6 cabling. Where's your Wi-Fi? Where's your rack with your firewalls and your servers? Oh, what? That's not in your scope? Again, out of left field, had no clue I need an audiovisual company. Thank God I had a friend of mine, another guy I went to Fiji with, call him up, CFO at a big old technology company. I said, dude, I need help because, man, you're a little tiny project desk. No problem, I got you. His company is broken up to three different companies inside, and they don't talk to each other. You have the audiovisual company, you have the cabling company, and you have the security company. Three separate quotes, three separate companies, three separate invoices. Even though it's under one roof, they do not talk. So first things first, I had to get the cabling company. So while the walls, right before drywall, we had to drop all the Cat 6 cables everywhere. Okay? Fish them through right above the drop ceiling or just fish them through off the roof and put them all in. Drywall goes up. Once drywall goes up, then T-bar ceiling goes up, the rough T-bar, not the actual acoustic panels. That's the very end. It's late, the last thing. So now the T-bar ceiling's up and drywall's going in. Now they got to start fishing all the wires and putting the cute little sockets and plugs in all over the walls. Believe it or not, that is a pain in the rear, and that's going to take about 2 to 3 weeks. I thought that'd be 2 days. Nope, that's a lot of work. Then once the drywall's up, you realize where you screwed up and all the different things that should have been there or not there. Now this is where change orders come into place. That's no fault to anybody else but your own because you didn't think this through where you needed plugs and where you needed cables. So now they're fishing down the drywall, they're poking holes, and they're dialing all the parts that you forgot about. That's going to happen with everybody, but the more you think it through, the more you're like, I'd like a desk here. And when you need a desk, I need a plug. The more you need a plug, I need a Cat 6. And you need to think those things through. I gave myself a C-. I figured out most of those, but there was a couple I overlooked. So nonetheless, couple change orders. Now, drywall's up, cabling's in. Now, audiovisual's next. Well, we have sales pitch rooms. You guys are going to see those in a little bit. There's a TV in there. There's a camera in there. The camera zooms in, sees the person they're talking to, zooms out. Really, really cool high-end stuff. That's all going to be set up. You got to purchase it. You got to think about it. How high is that TV going to be on the wall? Well, that's going to be where the plug goes. Where is this going to take shape? Is that camera going to be here looking at your Adam's apple? Is that camera going to be here head-on? Is that camera going to be here looking down at you? You got to think about that. Because that camera can't be right behind the TV because that's where the TV is. So you got to think about all that audio visual where that's going to be. Do you want a TV in your office? I do. I want to get back up and current on the news and society and economical things. So yes, I want a TV. Is it going to be hung on the wall? Well, yeah. Okay, where's that plug going to be? How high do you want it? All these little things matter greatly in the grand scheme of things. And you got to think them through. All right. Now, this is something that I never saw coming, hit me out of left field, the bathrooms. The bathrooms are ugly. The linoleum was peeling up. The toilets are ugly. There's a bunch of dents in the dividers between the bathroom stalls. Just bleh, had to go. We want something nice and clean. $700,000 TI budget, right? The bathrooms were $90,000. Almost a tenth of my budget was just on bathrooms. Never saw that coming. Apparently, building a bathroom is one of the most expensive things you can do. A kitchen is cheaper than a bathroom. So when you go through, I'm actually going to walk you into the men's room and show you the bathroom in there and what we did. I'm proud of it. Why? Because it was a freaking boatload of money. That's it in a nutshell. That's what it was. So the bathrooms, from the tile flooring, the wainscoting, the marble countertops, the below sinks, the faucets, they all have to turn on. They all have to be compliant. I hate when I go to wash my hands in a faucet and the faucet just barely sticks over the sink. So your hands are against the marble and you're trying to wash your hands. So I ask for elongated faucet spouts so I can wash in the middle of the bowl, how we should be doing it. All those little things I thought of, the dividers I made wider so I'm not banging both my elbows every time I go to the restroom. All the little things that are nuances of bugaboos, I made sure we didn't have any of that in this building. A lot of thinking went into it. Then comes the carpet. Now the carpet is 8 mil or 4 mil thick. Doesn't matter to me, I just walk on it. But it matters on the squishiness and the longevity of it. commercial carpets are way burlier than residential carpets because they expect 10 times the walking amount of traffic on it. By the way, carpet, hardly any carpet in stock. Your carpet is going to be 10 to 12 weeks out. Order accordingly. Carpet almost delayed our moving. All right. That's the interior. That's just the TEIs and the working of all the little pitfalls that we had. The next thing you want to talk about is the outside in the city. Once the city gives you permits, the first guy that steps on for the rough electrical, he's now going to look at the rest of the building and decide, is the building up to code? And since I have you hooked and you have no choice but to do what I say, what else can I do? So the inspector walked out, and we're going to walk you out there and show you. We had four big cracks in the driveway. Poured in 1982. They wanted us to jackhammer the entire driveway and re-put it in. Why? It works. We drove on it. Nope. New building, new TI features. Jackhammer the garage or the driveway. $18,000. By the way, there's no sidewalks into this building. You got to put sidewalks in. Another $20,000 later to do all the grading, submit for the permits, do all the ADA, change the ADA in the front, and dial all that into all work was $20,000. Then at the very top where the driveway was, the slope has to be less than 2%. So when someone's on a wheelchair, they don't, you know, slide off. A root had pushed this from 1 inch, which is how the water plane is, how it should be, up to 2.2 inches. And the inspector looked and said, jackhammer it all and start over. Another $8,000 of concrete work outside on this building just to make us all ADA compliant before he would sign off for the final. Wasn't in the plans, wasn't in the budget, wasn't in anywhere. Long story short, my $720,000 TI budget turned out to be $934,000. And guess who's writing the difference? This guy. So out of pocket, had to write a check to finish off and get all the work done for the TI. So as you guys buy a building, please go in about 70, pushing it at 80% of what your real pocketbook can be for when you do the TIs on it, because they're going to blow up. Never saw the driveway coming. Never saw the walkway coming. Didn't really see the rug coming, in all honesty, but I should have. Some people warned me about this. I just think it was going to happen to me. I was like, it's not going to happen to me. No, it did very much. 100%. It did. So that was us buying a building, you know, part one with the escrow, part two with the TIs, what it takes. It's labor intensive. It's huge, but we have six employees. We have 16 cubicles out there. We are now poised for a lot of growth, a lot of vertical markets we get into. SquareCoil is going to blow up. Podcast to you for the AC method. All new ways to bring you content, new ways to show you things. This is really setting us up for the next decade. Is it worth it? 100%. Would do it again in a heartbeat. Would do it again with a lot more knowledge. And I hope you guys take away from the knowledge on this one as well. But that's what it takes to get into a building. That's what it takes for the TIs. That's what it takes to get into it. When it's all said and done, it's pretty darn cool. Hope you guys learned a lot on this one. Hope you guys did the takeaway. I'm actually in Orlando right now at the gigantic sign convention. Hopefully I'm meeting a lot of you people here that are there, meeting sign owners, meeting with vendors, and I got all kinds of cool stories for you guys next week. Talk to you then.